This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of May 9th, 2013, convening at 5:54 p.m. Pacific, 8:54 p.m. Eastern Time. Summer Reese, Chair, Heather Gray, Vice Chair, Richard Uzzell, Secretary. Mr. Secretary, if you could call the roll, please. Thank you. And this is a continuation meeting from April 25th. Thank you.
Okay. Edward Ziegert.
Excuse me.
Here.
Thank you. Rosenberg?
I'm here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Siegel?
Here.
Wilkinson? Margie? Can't hear you. Brazon?
Here.
Is that Lydia?
Yes, this is Lydia.
Okay. Margie, did you come on? She's there somewhere, I think. Crumsho?
Present.
Crumsho. Medina? Brenda? I think you're there. Reese? Summer, I know you're there.
Yes, present but muted. Thank you.
Okay, Diaz.
Present.
Y'all disconnect your mute and get ready to say here. King?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Norman? Tony? Katina said to ask for an excused absence. Alan?
Present.
Apollinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Henschel?
Here.
Giselle's here. Burton?
Present.
Coleman?
Here.
Roberts? Can't hear you, Serene. Saba?
Serene here.
Oh, Serene, got you. Gray?
Here.
Lane Ewart? Can't hear you, Janice. Going back to the top, Wilkinson?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I was off the phone for a second.
No problem. Medina? Brenda? Can't hear you. Norman? Apollinar? Lane Stewart. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you. Good evening, everyone. And I'm sorry, we had an excused absence request from Katia Skip from the open session. Is that correct, Mr. Secretary?
Right.
And I think we also had a late arrival from Apollinar. So is there any objection to the excused absence request? And if the other one turns into an excused absence? And hearing none? Okay, please mark Skip, excused, and Apollinar as she ends up being gone for the whole session. Okay.
Brenda, right, from KPFK is present.
I'm sorry?
Gotcha, Brenda. Gotcha, Brenda.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so this is a continuation meeting. We don't have to waste any time on agenda approval. It's unfinished business. The first thing that is on the agenda, which was previously distributed to the entire board, is
timekeeper.
I'm sorry. 10 minutes. Heather, can you be timekeeper again, please?
Yes, I'll be timekeeper.
Thank you so much. P&B resolution in response to CPB audit. Specifically, it is based on the requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting audit. This would be the component that addresses our policy regarding our compliance with the Communications Act, and this is something they specifically need. Everyone received this before the last meeting as well. If there's staff, I'm happy to take it. I hope that we'll pass this so that I can pass this on to that part of CPB. I've been in touch with them within the last week over this issue, so I would like to get this over to them. And I do believe it does appear to address all the issues that were in the audit. So is there a staff or anyone who wishes to comment on it? Or
Brian, to the staff.
Passage?
And Lydia to the staff.
Okay, Brian and then Lydia.
I have only one concern about it, and yep. that is that this requires on-air announcements of every meeting of the PNB, of the PNB committees, of the LSB, of the LSB committees, of the local advisory boards, and so forth, at least 7 days in advance. I just did a quick tally on KPFTX. For our station, that would mean at least putting 15 notices into rotation immediately. And I'm concerned that that would be a difficult standard for us to meet the next time we get audited. All the CPB requires is that they be noticed on the station's website, and we quarterly air 3 announcements saying where people can go on the web to find the announcements. So I would move that we strike the words both on air and from the second bullet point. So that we're only requiring... So that we're only requiring web announcements and the quarterly announcement of our open meetings policy.
On air.
On air.
Exactly.
Right. Brian, the intent is there would be the quarterly announcement regarding the fact that you can get more information on the web and can obtain it, you know, have it socially set, et cetera. The quarterly announcement and then everything else would be on the website, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, is there a second?
Yes.
Who is the second, please?
Janet.
Thank you, Janet. Okay.
Housekeeping here, that was strike both on airs and what was something else? It was something else.
The words both on air and, which appear in the second line of the second bullet point.
I see it. And that's it? Okay.
Thank you, Brian. Shall we continue with the stack? We had Lydia and then Richard. Lydia?
Yes. Last September... Arlene had sent us a document regarding this that she had worked on at the request of or in collaboration with John Krigler, and so I just want to know if that wording, because I'm driving so I can't look it up myself. I think it was September.
I was looking up Krigler's document. Burdens. One of the things that I spotted in the Krigler document, I was actually checking it earlier today, was that the LSDs would be considered the cabs. So I'm thinking that can't possibly have been the final version, since I think that raises a whole bunch of issues, and I don't believe that the CPB sees our LSDs as cabs. So this is not the identical document. It does.
Right, right. But if I may finish, so what I am recommending is that we postpone this. I mean, I don't mind having a discussion about some of the elements right now, but given that Krigler was seemed to be very invested in making sure that we did it all, and it may have been lost in translation in meeting with Arlene, you know, how that goes back and forth. That we contact John and see if he had something put together that we can refer to, or if he can go over both or something like that. Given that he's our FCC and CPB attorney, I would feel far more comfortable in having him vet anything before we pass it, because he was trying to be as thorough as possible, and it was specific to responding to the audit. So my motion is to postpone.
Okay, is there a second for that? Okay, I don't see...
Postpone until where or when, please?
Serene, second.
Until the next meeting.
Okay.
You know, that should give us enough time. He's obviously worked on
it. Tracy, for the
Okay, so that's been seconded by Serene. I do have to note that some things... Let me... the sooner we do this, the better from a CPB perspective. And the CPB, frankly, doesn't care if I promulgate a management solution or if the board passes a resolution. Some of these things, like, it would be good to have board input, but at the end of the day, we need to respond to them, even if it's just me enforcing something on management that says this is what you have to do. I have discussed at some length with the general managers the onerous burden of the very provision that Brian just moved to strike, which is airing this stuff on it. The air all the time. So I'll proceed. But go ahead, Richard, and then Tracy.
Yep. Tony Norman joining.
Need to the stack.
Thank you, Tony.
Tony present.
Richard, you're next on stack. Richard? I'm going to go to Tracy, maybe? Tracy? Can either of you
hear? Yeah, hi. I just want to read a little from the audit report that's available on the CPB website. There's two sections that I think are appropriate here. One is, specifically, we found that WBAI did not have evidence that open meeting announcements for the local station board or the committees of the local station board were made 7 or more days prior to the meetings. While WBAI provided audio copies of its on-air announcements of upcoming community advisory board meetings, and they told us the announcements were always made at least 7 days in advance of the meeting, we could not verify when they aired. The on-air announcements were not dated, and there was no other evidence to demonstrate they were aired or more 7 days prior to the meeting dates as required by the Act. So there is certainly a request that we do, in fact, air meeting dates. And when you go down in the document a bit, we have something called Foundation Response, which is what we have agreed to the CPB that we would do. And it says, each station will be required to announce Pacifica National Board, local station board, and other committee meetings at least 7 days in advance, both on the air and on the station's website. Documentation will be maintained of a recorded copy of the on-air announcement with the time and date and a copy of the web announcement. So we have committed to the CPB that each station will announce all of these meetings at least 7 days in advance on air. I think it would be wise of us to keep that commitment, and that is why the motion is worded as it's worded.
This is Teresa. May I get on the stack?
Put me on to Janet.
And Benito is on the stack.
Okay, so hold on. I have Richard from before, if he's come back. I have Teresa, and then I heard put me on too. Who was that? Was that Janet?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I have Benito. And thank you, Tracy. I was going to go back to that issue, but thank you for just going ahead and reading it. Go ahead, Richard.
I think we, to air as human. We can, we need to go ahead and keep this like it is because it's very meticulously gone in and duplicated what we've already agreed to. And if somewhere along the way we're not able to get, and there's not enough hours in the day to get all our stuff in, then we can come back and deal with that. But right now we need to pass this and move on. Thank you.
Thank you. Teresa, you're next.
You know, one way we could, it is unfortunate that we have to, because really the LSBs are the committees, and the committees of the LSBs are actually subcommittees. It's too bad that we have to announce every subcommittee meeting. But what we could do is insist that the stations make a calendar announcement every 2 weeks and, you know, project for the next, you know, 7 days ahead for the next 2 weeks or something to that effect. I mean, that might be something. If we could just, I mean, it's going to be chaos if we try to announce with a card every
week.
We could do some sort of calendar. Anyway,
yes.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you,
Tracy,
Teresa.
For the stack.
Brian,
okay,
for stack.
So I've got Janet, then I've got Benito. Tracy, I'll take you on second round, okay?
Brian, for second round.
I will tell you that in the world, in the best of all possible worlds, we would have that scheme of things, and we would be, you know, free of obligations to the CPB, and we would be all very, you know, functional. I can just tell you that I wonder if when you do something wrong, you have to pay for it. Is the fine going to be worse than, you know, I mean, we're not going to be able to carry this out. I know it because management is not in touch with the people who execute these, air blurbs. And I can't even describe to you how hard it is under, it's almost like wartime circumstances. But this, suppose they screw up. What is the cost? What is the cost to us if we have already signed on to this contract? And we can't live up to it.
Thank you, Janet. Manajay, I'll put you on stack. I'm just going to answer the point of information, Janet. It's not permissive. I spoke with the gentleman from the Office of the Inspector General this last week. We have to comply with these things or we will not receive CCTV.
Okay, well, that's a big difference.
They can become fireable offenses. Meetings which are not properly noticed cannot be recognized as proper meetings. There are ways to deal with it. It requires effective enforcement. I think legal compliance is a big issue for the whole network, but if we want to receive CPB funds, we must see to it that we figure out how to comply with their requirements. I think having a pre-recorded announcement and regularly set dates and some discipline, we can't meet the requirements, but it will take some real oversight.
Well, it will certainly take some oversight to try to see what management is doing to execute this, because it's going to be hard.
Yeah,
Summer, we have 30 seconds left on this topic.
Okay, so I'll try not to speak again. I just wanted to clarify that it's criticality. Is there someone who would like to move to extend for 5 or 10 minutes or something?
Brian, I'll move in a minute.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, how long?
I'll second whatever's Benito's moving.
Yeah.
Okay, Benito, what are you moving?
The 5 or 10, whichever 10.
Yeah. 10? Okay.
Yeah.
Brian, you call us
5.
Is there
anything? I heard first
John's
5 and 10. 5 makes more sense, right? 5?
All right, let's do 5.
John to the stack.
Okay, so I've got, hold on. Right after Janet, I had Benito, then I had Manajay. If people had not spoken yet, Benito, Manajay, John. Have I dropped someone from the first time speaker stack? I've got Tracy and Brian on second stack. Okay. If I have not, then let us proceed, please, with Benito.
All right. So my question, I guess, goes to Brian and to others who spoke in similar terms. You know, I don't know the particulars of any of this, but so I would like to understand, why would you want to minimize the requirement to put on notices on air? And the reason why I ask the question is because, number one, I come from a background of trying to augment democracy. And so augmenting democracy entails increasing participation. And so I would think that if Pacifica is supposed to be about social justice, then we would want to do everything possible to augment participation. So if noncompliance means that we suffer certain consequences, my gut would say, so be it. It's our responsibility to advance democracy. So in light of that general position, I just don't understand why would anybody want to minimize the forms and times of, on-air announcements.
Benito, your time's up. Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, thank you, Benito. Next on stack is Manajay, followed by John Kumsho.
Hi. From my experience with committees, you know, I don't know. I know that we have to comply, and I believe that we have to comply with the requirements, but we have to come with a formula that we can do it. For example, sometimes we have conference, for example, there is this open meeting that we have to be in a place, and then we have to announce it in public in 7 days. But I have been at the committees that we need to get some work done and not drag something that can be done in 2 months to 8 months. Then we have conference calls, for example, and we cannot announce them because other people cannot join the conference calls.
Right.
This is the point. It's not that you don't want people to be involved, but you have to look at the work that needs to be done, the expediency with which the work requires, and otherwise you don't do the work. I remember that when we were in Management Search Committee, we met a lot of times and we had to meet sometime, you know, on Sunday nights, Saturdays, and, you know, 3 days later after the other meeting because we need to get the work done. So I think considering that importance of compliance, but we have to come with ways in which we do it and which committees, what type of committees. For example, finance committee is something, but another search committee that we are, you know, somebody or some other committees, I don't know if there is any leeway for different things and how it can be done. Thanks.
Marjane, your time's up. Good. Thanks. All right.
Hello? Thank you, Monty. Next on staff is John from Shokan Hajan, please.
Hi, I'm thinking of the announcements. They have legal requirements about a shampoo or a drug that they advertise on the air, and then they go very quickly through the announcements. Those kinds of announcements could be done routinely, and it doesn't have to be prolonged. It could be fairly short, but it would be good for stations to get into the habit of doing this on a regular basis, because we have these committees for a certain reason, and there should be a format that could be used as a cart, for example, Teresa suggested. I think that would be great, but they should go ahead and announce everything. I know that we had a hard time getting our local station board's meetings announced at KPFK. And it's something that stations should accept as part of being part of the Pacifica network. Thank you.
Summer, this is Heather. We have 16 seconds left in that five-minute extension.
This is Brian. I'll move to extend five more.
Second.
Okay, is there any objection to five more minutes?
Yes, I object. Carolyn here.
Oh, please.
Okay, there's no objection. How about we compromise and just finish with the two people on the stack, which was Tracy and Brian. Is that acceptable compromise to everyone?
Ooh, that's fine with me.
Yeah.
Okay, so, oh, good. Let's go. Tracy, Brian, please.
Tracy? Yeah, so really fast. I mean, Teresa is entirely correct. All that I think really needs to be done, and I feel like I could probably sort of, you know, if someone sits down and do this, it's not untenable, is go through the KPFTX calendar, look at everything that's scheduled 21 days out, check with your local LSB chair, check with your CAB chair, write all the things down, and then at some point in the day that's reasonable, take 5 or 10 minutes out and do a written and do an on-air speech. And we'll have this meeting on this day, and this meeting on that day, and this meeting on this day, and this meeting on that day. And for more information, see blankety blankety blank at soandso.org. I mean, that's what's required. And I just want to kind of stress, when we're looking at this document, this is the audit report. This is what we've been instructed to do. This is the response that we've made. The final word in this document is based on the foundation's response. We consider things unresolved, pending passage of the proposed resolution at a meeting of the foundation's board of directors. Additionally, the foundation must establish and implement written operating policies addressing the five compliance requirements. Finally, the foundation must provide CPB with copies of the written policies as well as evidence the five stations are complying with the recommendation. So this is what we've said that we're going to do, and we must provide CPB with written and audio evidence that we're doing it. I don't think we should be fighting about this.
Brian, should I just jump in?
Thank you, Tracy. Can you hear me, Brian? Go ahead.
Yeah. So I support Lydia's motion to postpone so that you can get this buttoned up with Krigler. As I understand it, the situation is this. The CPB says you need an open meeting policy, and then you need to follow the policy you set. And here are the minimum criteria for your policy. What this proposes is something that exceeds those minimum criteria. The CPB minimum is not that you notice every meeting of every committee on air. My concern is that once you set a policy and submit that to the CPB, you're held accountable to it. And we're setting the bar so high, we're setting ourselves up to get dinged and potentially lose money the next time we meet an audit. I would rather set a lower bar and then work to beat it than a bar that we can't meet. So my understanding is that Arlene and LaVarne, in their response last fall, said this is the policy we're going to do. I don't think that was a well-advised response, but I also don't think that that's something CPB ever endorsed. It's just their response that's listed in the letter. Again, I'm not John Krigler, so I would be more than happy for us to push this 2 weeks while Summer clarifies those issues and we get something that's both legal, protects us legally, and operationally works at the station level. But we drop scheduled carts all the time, particularly during fund drives, and it's cumbersome to produce that many, and it competes
Brian,
with
Brian, your time's
company.
Up.
I'm done.
On procedure, this is Margie. I have a procedural question, Summer.
Madam Chair.
Summer. Where'd she go?
Summer.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Summer.
Sorry, I was on mute. So, go ahead.
I have a procedural question. I believe that I'm. I should have raised this a long time ago, but it just struck me now when Brian was talking. I believe Lydia's motion was a motion to table. She said postpone, but I think it's actually a motion to table. And, well, there is no postpone in Robert's Rules of Order. It doesn't exist. So
yes, there is.
There is?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. So where does this motion, where does her motion fit in next to the motion, the main motion? That's my question.
Sure. We will go to the postponement motion first. And I have to say I'm opposed to postponing. Krigler worked with Arlene in creating that response. I'm looking for that Krigler response again. We all agree that it's burdensome, there's extra reporting requirements, but it appears to be what CPB wants from us and what our lawyer has advised us to do. So, and I'm desperately against postponing, I have to say, because it's part of the compliance package that needs to go into CPB as part of, you know, dealing with the audit. And so I hope that we will go forward with this. But we'll vote on the postponement first, and we will then take Brian's amendment and then the main motion. So we're out of time, so why don't we actually go ahead and do that, okay? So the,
okay, this is a vote on the postponement, on whether to postpone or not, this amendment. Brazon, yes is postponed, no is not postponed. Brazon?
Yes.
Yes. Crimshaw?
Yes.
Crimshaw?
No.
No. Medina?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
No.
King?
No.
Norman?
Abstain.
Allen?
Pass.
Molinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Henschel?
Postpone.
What?
That was a yes?
She's voting yes on postpone.
Okay. Okay. No. Uzel, no. I'm sorry. Burton?
No.
No. Coleman?
Pass.
Robert? Serena, can't hear you. Sabah? Manage? Can't hear you. Ray?
No.
No.
Oh, I got everybody to. What, was that Monage coming back?
Yes, no.
No to
yes,
post.
No.
You do not want to post. No.
Okay, thank you, both of you. Janice? I mean, Lane York? Okay, let's see. Edward Steekert?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg?
No.
No. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson? Yeah, that Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. He's cutting out. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I didn't hear you, Dan.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're kind of fading in and out. What do you vote?
Oh, I think I was double muted. I vote yes.
Okay, yes.
Who is that? Oh, okay.
Dan.
Uh-huh. Okay, back down here to passes. Alan?
Alan says no.
No. Polinar, are you there? Coleman?
I just have to abstain with the caveat that I don't mind
Robert,
going ahead with it, but I'm really worried we couldn't accomplish
it
and we would be in penalty. Okay.
Janet, I'm sorry.
That's my explanation.
Well, we can do that. Robert?
Yes.
Serena, I can't. Yes. Okay.
Richard?
Who's that?
This is Nancy. I passed before, and I'm going to vote no now.
Oh, you did? Okay. All right. No. Okay. Six yeses. Ten noes. And a couple abstentions, I think. Two abstentions. Motion failed. Madam Chair?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, 6-10-2.
Okay, so the motion failed? Okay, thank you. And I'm about to forward Kriegler's opinion on the CPB compliance with the Communications Act, upon which Arlene based her response, upon which this motion is predicated. So, anyway, I'll be forwarding that to everyone right now. But Brian's motion, give me 1 second, please. Okay, so Brian's motion, let me forward this right now to you all. Just take a look. Right at the very top, I think it's the second paragraph, is Kriegler's opinion on broadcasts on air, okay?
The motion was to postpone, right?
That failed.
And that failed, so we're now ready to either make amendments or approve it.
Yeah, I think
I'm
almost inclined to rule Brian's motion out of order based on... Anyway, let me just send this to you. You can see for yourselves. I'll read the appropriate paragraph. Even though this is an open call, it's not like a legal opinion on a case. I think that's okay. All right. And CPB, Kriegler Compliance Procedure. Okay. There you go.
Are we going to the amendment vote?
Yeah, well, I'm inclined to rule it out of order, but, you know, I hate to do that if other people want to take a look at it. What our attorney says here, hold on. I apologize.
Summer,
you
sent this to the whole list because I didn't get it. I just checked and I don't have it.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm having a little trouble there. There we go. Now you're going to have this whole thing from the whole list. Bear with me. I apologize.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
That was a good sound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? Happy
computer. Somebody just got their wings.
Okay. Hopefully it just came through. And I'll go ahead and read it to everybody. Your message has been sent.
I have not received it yet. Manisha, I haven't received it. I'm on it.
And my English is, I think I've got, you know, double... typed very fast and poorly written right there of the opening sentence, but the opinion is fine. So, here we go. And I will just go ahead and read that part of it. Procedures for Pacifica Foundation for complying with requirements for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting Open Board of Directors Meetings. Meetings of the Pacifica National Board, PNB, and PNB committees will be announced at least 7 days in advance. PNB meeting announcements will be broadcast on each station licensed to the Pacifica Foundation, Pacifica, or posted on the homepage of Pacifica and each Pacifica station. In addition, then we get the part about every quarter. So you might be able to parse it there, Brian, that it means the PNB and all of its committees and the LSBs as committees of the PNB, but not the subcommittees of the LSB. I don't know if people want to have discussion on that. That's the only place where I see deviation from the recommendation of counsel on this. You know, is
wait, but this isn't a legal opinion. This is a draft policy.
Right, but everyone was suggesting that we go ahead and postpone for two more weeks, and we're past due now, so that I could get a further opinion from the attorney. The attorney, I'm just confirming that our attorney has weighed in on this previously, that's all. So,
but this is not a legal opinion.
At this point, we're just at the amendment.
Okay, we'll take a vote on Brian's motion, and then we'll go to the main motion. Brian, your motion was to strike both on air and from paragraph 2, right, section 2.
That's correct.
Okay, and otherwise it would be the same for the rest of the motion. If you support striking both on air and, then vote yes, and if you do not, vote no or abstain, and then we'll go to the main motion as amended or not. Mr. Secretary, could you call the roll, please? Thank you.
Okay, this is a vote. Edward Speaker, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Hey, got your mic. Yes. Rosenberg.
No.
Siegel.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Rezaan. Can't hear you, Lydia.
Yes, Lydia, yes.
Lydia, yes. Gotcha. Okay, Crumshaw.
No.
Medina.
Yes.
Yes. Diaz.
No.
No. King. Can't hear you, Lieutenant.
I said yes.
You got yes. Okay. And Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Alan?
Alan says no.
No. Polinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. I guess you're not there yet. Henschel?
Passed. Sorry.
Passed. You still no. She passed. Burden?
Oh, no.
No. Coleman?
Yes.
Yes. Robert? Shereen, can't hear you.
Yes.
Yes.
Abstain.
This is Summer. I totally lost you guys. Sorry.
Okay, we're still here. Gray.
No.
No. Lane, you were? See somebody pass. Mitchell pass.
No.
No. Nine, yes.
I'm sorry, Richard, can you repeat, please?
nine, yes. Eight, no.
This is on the amendment?
Yes.
Right.
Okay, so I'm going to vote no and defeat the amendment because... I think we heard from our attorney on this one. And that's with all due respect to management, because I know this is difficult. But
okay, that's just us back to the resolution.
So we're back to the main motion. And I'm sorry.
Can I ask a question, though?
Yes, go ahead, Lizette.
A point of information, actually. Did I hear Brian say that he was arguing for the minimum requirement?
That's correct.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Okay. And we defeated
it. Thank you.
That's water under the bridge.
It's water under the bridge. It's defeated. Right. So the main motion on the floor is the actual CPB compliance motion, which as soon as it's passed, I will be shipping off to CPB, hopefully. So are there any objections to the motion? And maybe if not, hearing none?
Wait, the motion that we're saying is...
Motion.
We're going to be proposing these recommendations back to the CPB of what we're going to be doing. Am I correct?
We would be passing a policy saying this is how we are complying with the Communications Act. That's correct.
It's
Brian, I don't want to force a vote, but I'd like to be listed as an abstention.
Well, I do want to vote against
it.
This
is Lydia. That's fine. Okay, so this is the main motion, Mr. Secretary, if you could go ahead and call the roll. So this is on CPB compliance policy with the Communications Act. If you support it, then vote yes. If you do not, vote no, or you may abstain. Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
Edward Seeger.
Abstain.
Abstain. Rosenberg.
Oh, sorry. I vote yes.
Yes. Siegel. Can't hear you, Dan.
Abstain.
You abstain. Okay. Wilkinson?
Sorry. Vote no.
No. Curzon?
No.
No. Crumshaw?
Yes.
Medina?
I vote no.
No. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. King?
No.
No. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Allen?
Yes.
Yes. Polinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. Henschel?
Yes.
Yes. Giselle? Yes. Burton?
Yes, we need the money.
Yes. Coleman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Roberts?
No, it's impractical.
No. Baba? Monage? Can't hear you. Monage? Gray?
Yes.
Yes. Monage, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, okay, guys. Let's see, somebody passed. Did somebody pass? No. Nobody passed. Nine, yes. Five no's and three abstentions.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Okay, so the motion passes, and we will go to
there
the...
Ten. I'm sorry, there were 10 yeses.
One more question, please, Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Lizette.
What process we have to monitor that this happens?
Well, to be honest, I feel there needs to be an entire schedule of compliance, like a matrix of compliance standards in my office. I haven't even gotten into other compliance issues. I'm going to bring up some stuff on the closed session. But there has to be a calendar, as was described. I've worked very hard to get the meetings scheduled on the same dates year after year, you know, the same rotation in the month. I think, you know, this can be drilled down to an actual calendar, as Teresa said, and then they need to keep records, and copies of those records have to come to the national office as well. I mean, it's part of keeping compliance records. It's just going to have to happen if people expect to get CPB funds, okay? So we could decide on a quarterly reporting process, which would make sense on some levels, okay? So we can come back for some more implementation discussion, but at least this gives us a policy, and I think there needs to be some collaboration between the board chairs also at the local level and management, and we have to overcome all this resistance within the organization to simply doing what needs to get done. I don't know what to say, Lizette. You know, I mean, everyone has to cooperate with one another. You know, the antipathy between the different constituents doesn't help us get it done, but it can be enforced, all right? It's just this is the first step, so thank you. And next we'll go into implementation, compliance, and monitoring of that. Next on the agenda, I'm pulling it back up. Forgive me. Thank you. Do you have it in front of you, Richard or Heather, and want to read what the next item is on the agenda? I'm pulling it back up. It just is going to take me.
Personnel committee.
It's the committee reports. Personnel. Summer. I need to just mention that in the agenda here we have that we'll move to executive session at 9:30. So I don't know how we want to deal with this.
Do we want to extend here? We're in a continuation meeting. Is there a motion to extend here or just to go to straight to?
It's inappropriate to extend at this point. It's time to go.
On
the open agenda, it says 10:30.
Right.
Not 9:30, but... This is Margie.
Thank you, Margie.
did we adopt this agenda? Because I think it makes
sense. Yes, at the last meeting.
Okay.
Yes,
I think it makes sense to go to executive session now, because I think we have...
We adopted the agenda.
Don't cut her off.
Richard, I'm talking.
Hold on, please let Margie finish, and then I'll come back to you, Richard. Go ahead, Margie.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate not being interrupted.
So the
rule is that once we're in open session and we've announced that we have to stay in open session until our time is up, I don't know. I think we have a tremendous amount of stuff to discuss under the executive session, and I think it makes sense to go to executive session now, but I don't know if that's against the rules or not. I'm new to this ball game, okay?
Brian,
sure. It's a continuation meeting, so we're supposed to stick to what's on the agenda, but go ahead, Brian.
It's like we have two continuation meetings, a continuation of the public session and a continuation of the exec. We never voted on a time that this week's meeting would move into executive session.
So I'm open. Somebody wants to make a motion?
I mean, I agree with Margie's sentiment, and I don't think there's any big procedural hurdle to us going into exec right now.
Richard, to the second.
Go ahead, Richard.
If you want to change the agenda, it takes a 2/3 vote. If y'all want to waste our time and not get on with this meeting, I guess we can do that. But we got stuff to cover here. We got stuff to cover there. Let's do what we're doing here and come on with it.